At 7:06, we have hazy sunshine, 76 degrees in Tulsa now. We're expecting a high today of 88 with those strong southerly winds again today. Good morning. I'm John Durkin, KWGS News. The first pass at a state budget vote failed yesterday in the Oklahoma House. 4 hours later, that same proposal was brought back. This time it was approved. With no new funding for education, school districts across the state are looking for ways to cut. Tulsa School Board member Anna America says band and some athletic programs may have to be trimmed.
Equally crippling to talk about things like losing band, sports teams. I get so frustrated when I hear people and you see those comments or people talking about it who aren't involved in schools for the most part, talking about these things as if they're luxuries.
She says college scholarships are made available based on sports and band participation. And without those programs, those scholarships will be much less likely. The tax cut issue is dead in this legislative session. Governor Fallon says she will not call lawmakers back for a special session to deal with the issue. An earlier agreement fell apart on the tax issue when the House tweaked the Senate's plan. That brought about some harsh words for the House from the Senate's author, Tulsa's Mike Mazie.
They've completely fumbled the ball. And now are trying to change the rules of the game in the fourth quarter.
Governor Fallon told reporters last night that she'll try again next year for a tax cut in Oklahoma. Tulsa firefighters this morning are searching for the cause of an overnight fire near Apache in North Lewis. Now, no one was hurt in the blaze. The house was vacant, but fire officials say the cause of that fire appears to be suspicious this morning. A motorcycle rider is in critical condition this morning at a Tulsa hospital after apparently trying to outrun a state trooper last night in Tulsa. He lost control of the bike and crashed near 33rd West Avenue and the Keystone Expressway. The Oklahoma Highway Patrol says speeds got up to 120 miles an hour in that chase. Oklahoma lakes are expected to be very choppy this holiday weekend with those strong southerly winds that are expected. The Lake Patrol's Tony Richardson says if you're going to the lake for the holiday weekend, be sure and bring along your common sense.
If you're around the shoreline and you're having inflatable an air mattress and the wind catches it and starts blowing it out across the lake, don't go swimming after it. Let it go.
He says too often people drown while trying to retrieve an air mattress. A Republican congressman from Oklahoma, supporting a former Hawaii governor running for the U.S. Senate, says Native Hawaiians have the same self-governance rights as American Indians. Tom Cole is the only Native American currently serving in Congress. He is in Hawaii campaigning for fellow Republican Linda Lingle. The Honolulu Star-Advertiser reports that he said Republican opposition to federal recognition for Native Hawaiians is based on misunderstanding and ignorance. The work to improve security and access at the Tulsa County Courthouse entrances underway now. The new entrance off Denver Avenue is being constructed first, then existing entrances on the Plaza and 6th Street are next. County spokesman Mark Laiota says that the changes should take about 6 to 7 months to complete.
The plan of the construction company, if everything works the way it's planned, we should be done with this project by the end of the year.
The changes are designed to improve access for courthouse users and the disabled and to speed up security lines at the entrances. Our weather forecast, breezy and warm today, a high of 88. Tonight, still windy, 72 for a low. Tomorrow, windy and hot with a high of 92. Right now in Tulsa at 710, it is mostly sunny and 76. I'm John Durkin, KWGS News.